Oh, did you see what Ed Gong says? Ed Chan says in the room?
What?
Speaking of horror, no BFO this week. I'm suffering from withdrawals.
Aw.
I hope everything's going all right. I dropped the big fatty a little note this week that, you know, wishing him well or whatever. But I had a very quiet week too this week at work because I usually start my day by listening to the Big Fatty show. And, you know, it just threw me way off not listening, you know. And I'd go on, you know, I'd start to listening to something else, and it's just like, oh, this ain't doing it.
Right.
Now, even the radio wasn't fun.
Now, if you want to know, if anybody's listening to this later, if you want to know what's going on, go to BigFattyOnline.com, and there's an explanation. So,
it's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Yeah, you know, I'd start to listening to Big Fatty show. You know, just like, oh, this ain't doing it.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3543 of the BFO for Fall Right Day, the 3rd of September, 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Sports ballers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. Is going well, y'all. Your sports ballers, because y'all, this weekend, it is the kickoff of the college sports ball weekend. I know that Mean Gene will be touching himself inappropriate. Big Fatty, please. Big Fatty will probably be watching a little sports ball too. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Yeah, gotcha, y'all. Today, the 3rd of September, y'all, it's a very important anniversarium. Y'all, you heard them at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, from the hiatus little show, Stick It With a Poke, or Poke It With a Stick, or whatever the hell I called it. Y'all, it's the host, Jim and Gavin. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Jim and Gavin. We do, and, you know, known Gavin and Jim for years and years. They've been to horror events. They've been to the... To the Metropolis Entertainment Complex, and they've been to Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas, and did they come in New Orleans? I can't remember off the top of my head, but they may have. I don't remember, though. Big Fat is cause you're old, it's true. And so, y'all, if you see Gavin and Jim on the 20th, or the face, wish them a happy anniversarium. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Thank you.
Fatty, the calm, happy music is always refreshing. It's true. And we need a little calm, happy music. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, young Nicholas headed on home. And y'all, I was just tired yesterday. I'm telling you, it'll take it out of you. I watched Big Brother on the TV machine. Y'all, I took my go-to-bed pills and sat there and watched the Big Brother. And it was, by the time the show was over, y'all, I was ready for bed. And I climbed into the chamber about 10 p.m. in the evening. And let's see. And y'all slept really well, but I woke up at 6 a.m. in the morning, Fatty, and I was gonna go back to sleep, but I kind of laid there and I checked the grand doctor. No, I checked the the 20, and again, y'all, many thanks to everyone who's reached out to Big Fatty. So then I got up and I did my Sudoku. Y'all, I had no problem doing the number 3 level Sudoku today. But I had to get a little hint from the answers that were in today's to help me figure out the number 2. Big Fatty always figuring out the number 2. It's true. I did all of that. Y'all, I fixed me some French toast. For Brofkas and Bayfriend. And y'all, it's good. I hadn't had French toast in a while, and y'all, then I decided that I was off. I was off on my morning nip walk. Y'all, the cool front, which is bringing in the drier air to the area. Big Fatty, your area has drier air. Yes. Y'all, it hadn't quite moved through, so it's kind of muggy when I went out to get the newspaper. But came back and let's see what happened. What happened? But I went on the nipple walk, and y'all, the sun was not blazing down on my head, so it was still a little more humid than I wanted it to be. But y'all, there was a breeze blowing. I did the big circle, came back, got my shirt, y'all, then I have just been relaxing here at the villa, waiting to hear any updates on Miss Kitty, and so far, nothing so far. But y'all, I think it's just a waiting period now, and you know, sometimes that can be harder than where everything is known and done. So anyway, that's where we are on that. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Oh, yes! I know, yes! A big penny! Okay. Yes, I know. Okay. Now, y'all, just for clarification, as in Aunt Clara, No. But y'all, the earlier part of this little show, I recorded prior to 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And, well, actually, it was earlier than that. It was like at around 1 o'clock or something like that. And y'all then, I'm just hanging out waiting to hear from Olive. And y'all hi. Can I come over? Yes. So y'all, this was my 32-year-old semi-regular gentleman caller. He was needing some Big Fatty, and Big Fatty needed some of him, too. Big Fatty Volga. So, y'all, he came by, and it was just lovely. Y'all, it was a very nice stress release of Big Fatty. That wasn't all that was released. Make a wish. So y'all, I thought I'd get caught up on some cans that have come in here to the villa. Mr. Pickle, went on a little vacation out west, and y'all, I got a post can from him from the Smoky Mountains. Oh, Big Fatty, did he go see Miss Dolly? I think he did, actually. He said, "Hey, Big Fatty, hope you have an amazing birthday. I had a blast. The Smokies would have been a blast with y'all next time for sure. There it is right there. The hiking and Dollywood. Well, Mr. Pickle, thank you so much for that. Then I got another card from Mr. Pickle. And this one is from the Grand Teton. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. It says, "Brick ready. I have now learned that alcohol and altitude do not match. The cowboys are very sexy, though. Big Fatty." And y'all, I'm going to put a picture of all these cats up on the BFO at noon today. Y'all, I got one from that Peter G, and y'all, it is from the Wildflowers of Alaska. And y'all, it says here, "Hola, Big Fatty. We are in Alaska. There have been a lot of moose." Big Fatty, I didn't know moose was in Alaska, too. No, I think that means the animal. Oh, never mind. And salmon and caribou. Stay vulgar, Big Fatty, and say hi to Poodle. Big Fatty, hi, Peter G. Peter G, thank you so much. And is that love, that Peter G? And y'all, I'm all open. Gonna open Miss Bacon's birthday card to Big Fatty. Y'all, she was blaming the late delivery on the card company, because they make them so thick now. That's what slows it all down. But y'all, it's a coaster. Oh, isn't that cute? Y'all, it's a coaster that says "Stop and smell the bacon." Oh, Big Fatty, and it says "Fart pants." Time flies when you podcast 5 days a week, and you know what podcasters say about $2. Y'all, she's included $2 in with the card. Yes, Big Fatty, they say fuck $2. And anyway, so enjoy a little bacon coaster at Fridays at Fatty's, and cheers to being on this side of the dirt pile, and... and hope you get lots, but not too much, use out of that Medicare, LOL. Until next year, Fart. Happy Cake Corner Day. Bacon. And then what's she write over here? It says, "Hey, Poodle," and Squeaky discarded. Does Discarded squeaky. Oh, well, you know that I've got all the squeakies here. So, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for that. Y'all, that coast is just as cute as it can be. And y'all, like I say, I'll put a picture of all of those up on the BFO later today. Y'all, I received a call a little bit after 5 o'clock Thursday afternoon from Olive, and Miss Kitty, they did remove the breathing tube, the ventilator, and he was breathing on his own, which, y'all, I just find interesting since he was having trouble breathing, which is the reason he went to the hospital. But since he was continuing to breathe on his own, they have transferred him to a hospice facility near where Olive lives now, and at the retirement community. And he's in there. His prognosis has not improved at all. His organs are continuing to fail and shut down, and his heart rate has jumped to 190 beats per minute, and they're all just saying there is no way his heart can sustain that. And y'all, that through all of this, they have been unable to get his heart rate under control. And I don't have a final update on Miss Kitty yet, but Olive is prepared, and he's made peace, and I've asked him that if something changes on Thursday night, that that he give me a call, and or if something happens on Friday, I will let everyone know. I'll probably post it on the Twitty, and it's a waiting game right now, and it's a slower than expected process. But we all know the outcome, and like I said, we're going to celebrate Miss Kitty's life. And y'all, I want to just share something that Stacy in Hillsborough sent to me. It's just some kind of words of wisdom. And it says, "Those we love don't go away. They walk beside us every day. Unseen, unheard, but always near. Still loved, still missed, and very dear." And I think that's a lovely sentiment for this situation. Oh, dear gosh, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend, y'all. I will keep y'all informed. And y'all, once again, I absolutely appreciate all of your thoughts and kind words and blessings on all of this. And thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Stick It With a Poke. And Jim, what do you think about the BFO?
Yeah, you know, I'd start to listening to Big Fatty Show, you know, just like, oh, this ain't doing it.
Well, number one funky homo, maybe you should take up cross stitch and put that on a pillow.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www.
or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.